Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Coming up next, we've got Coach Don Helmick with Clinton Central Softball. He's on the line. We've got Don and Jamie to talk with him.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Coach. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Trying to figure out if I got to head to Triton Central to referee some basketball games.
Well, you'd probably rather be out on the dirt playing a little softball, huh?
Well, except it's so stinking cold out, maybe we won't need to be in the gym playing.
Have you been able to play yet, Coach? I think last week you got in at doubleheader at Twin Lakes. Is that right?
We've had four games.
Okay.
We played the doubleheader at Twin Lakes, and then we traveled to Bethesda on Monday, and then we played Thursday with Lafayette Jeff, and we were supposed to play Frankfort last night, and they were concerned about the coldness late, so we got out and practiced on the field and worked on some things that you know, we've had some struggles with in the first four games.
Can you talk us a little bit about you know, some of the highlights of your season so far and some of your top players or where you're at?
Well, we we've got Landry Whiteman, who's a sophomore. She pitched last year, but I think most of it was pitching coach help. So she decided not to play basketball and took the whole last year pretty much to work on pitching. So she's improved her velocity, hitting her spot. So she's been a pretty good bright spot. We just have struggled with some defensive situations where we've allowed some balls to drop that shouldn't have dropped, and you know, they've scored a few more runs. But I think we probably should be 3-1 right now, maybe 4-0. But you know, that's not here nor there. Bridget Royer, who's our catcher, she's hitting right now probably close to 500. She's had a home run. Courtney Serber, our shortstop, another sophomore, she's been real solid at short, and she's somewhere around 400, 500 right now. Now, that's only through four games, so, you know, more will be told as the season progresses. Hopefully we get some more games in, but you know, we've had some growing pains. We've changed some things. You know, we've got a ton of kids out, which is a good thing. The bad thing is trying to figure out how to keep them because there's no one around us that has JV. We've just had seven JV games canceled because the other teams don't have a school, and we're talking 3 and 4A teams, 2 and 3 and 4, all classes above us, actually. And, you know, you have all these kids and you get 4 or 5 that don't play a whole lot or any in the varsity game. And, you know, you want them back next year, and it's hard to get them to want to come back if you know, they're in that spot, I guess, in the roster.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your team players as far as classes, seniors, juniors, sophomores, and how you're standing there with that?
We have two seniors, Bryn Ross and Kendall Davison. Bryn pitches and plays third for us, and Kendall has been playing first. But to solve maybe, hopefully, some of our outfield problems, we're going to look at moving her to the outfield, and if nothing else, it's going to add a little bit more competition and you know, hopefully get the best out of all the kids. Juniors, we probably have 6 or 7, and then our sophomores are right there at the 5, 4 or 5 number, and then we've got about 5 freshmen. And then our junior high, which includes 6th grade, 6 through 8, we have 20 kids there. So right now we have about 40 kids in the program, 2 of which are seniors.
Well, Kendall will be a great leader for you as she was in basketball, and that's got to help you out a lot to have somebody at her caliber helping you lead their softball team.
Yeah, and the good thing about Kendall is, you know, she's not one of those leaders that's going to say do it and then not do it. She's not one of those leaders that are just going to, you know, get in your face, scream and holler. Now, if you know, if there needs to be, a stern talk, you know, she has no problem doing that, which I have no problem with, as long as she does it appropriately, because that's kind of what a leader needs to do. And you know, the girls voted her as a team captain, and she received votes from every player. So you know, that says something about her and how the other players respect her. So yeah, you know, and we're gonna ride that as much as we can. And you know, she's been a fun kid to get to know, being a new coach and being lucky enough to have her in two sports.
In softball, it's not like baseball where you're only allowed to pitch so many innings. You can have one pitcher and you know, go to town with that. Is that right?
Yeah, we can throw Landry every game of every inning. You know, we've got a junior named Keely Click, and then the senior Bryn Ross, who can throw, and they're gonna throw. They'll throw quite a bit this year, but the Landry will get the majority of the starts.
Coach, you play in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. What's some of the teams in there you're looking forward to match up with, and how you think you guys are going to do and finishing up in that conference?
Well, I honestly have a hard time remembering who everyone is in the conference, but from what I'm hearing, Eastern is probably the favorite. I guess they return a lot from a team that was record-wise really, really good last year. I think looking at it looks like from looking at the scores that we've seen, Carroll's much improved over last year. You know, and then you got Rossville, who when my years at Caston, you always knew they were going to be solidly coached, and whether they had the best talent or not the best talent, they were still going to go out and compete and give it everything they had, and that made up for sometimes the lack of their talent. So not really seeing any of the teams other than that in my past when I was at Caston. I'm not real sure what to expect or look for, but I just know from coaching basketball and different things, you know, these schools are, for the most part, all real, real close in ability and different things from the standpoint of you know, athletes. So I think it's going to be pretty close. I'm hoping we can at least contend for, you know, a top 1, 2, 3 spot. And then our sectional has, I think, I actually looked at it the other day, but I can't remember. I know it's an 8-team sectional, but I know Sheridan won it last year. And I guess Rossville's the favorite right now for this year. So, you know, we think if we get things going, we'll be able to compete for that too. But I just think the way the weather's going and you know, Landry's a more solid pitcher when it's warmer out, which who isn't? You know, anything could happen in any of these conference games.
Did I hear you say earlier you had 40 girls out in the program? Is that correct?
That's from 6 through 8.
Six through twelve.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's still a pretty impressive number.
Yeah, and I know last year the girls were sent. We've got girls that haven't played since 5th or 6th grade. Part of it, you know, and they've said this, part of it is they liked what they saw in basketball as far as how they were coached and treated, and they just wanted to be part of it. Another part was we had a lot of girls recruiting saying, hey, it's a new coach, you need to try it. So I think we increased our high school numbers by about 6 from last year, and then the junior high numbers are, you know, a little bit higher, 4 or 5 from what they had last year. So
and
we got the numbers
all
going in the right.
I was just say, talk with all the spring coaches in the last few weeks. Not playing 2 years ago has been a factor in everybody's program. You know, they've lost some kids, or just not playing a year has been a challenge for most everybody.
Yeah, we have a girl, Emily Snell, who I think she transferred from. Actually, I think it was Carroll, the start of her sophomore year before all that craziness happened, or the freshman year. Yeah, it was the start of her freshman year when all that craziness happened. And so she didn't get to play that year. And then last year she tore her ACL, so she didn't get to play.
Wow.
I mean, we have a junior potential starter, and she's never played high school varsity softball.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenge for everyone, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you got a lot of pitchers that are that way. I mean, just throughout the state where – you know, they've just not played.
Can you throw out a couple teams coming up here that you got facing the Bulldogs that you're looking forward to matching up with?
Right now, we'll look forward to matching up with anyone just because we might get to play. Monday night.
Good comment.
Monday night, we host North Montgomery. Tuesday, we have our first conference game with Rossville. And then Thursday, we travel to West Lafayette. And then Saturday, we have another conference game with Sheridan. So, you know, and we've got now, we've had three games rained out. So they'll be thrown in there somewhere. And we're going to have some 4 and 5 game weeks coming up. But it's spring sports in Indiana.
Yeah, hopefully the weather improves for you this week. Hey, we've been talking with Coach Don Helmick, varsity softball coach for the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Thanks for being on this morning, Coach.
Hey, thanks for doing it.
All right. We'll try to catch up with you here in a few weeks before you get into the sectional.